إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, in the surah which was recited in the first rakat, Surah Al-Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those people who will be thrown into the hellfire. And while they are being taken there, the malaika who are taking them into the hellfire, or driving them into the hellfire, they will ask them, did nobody come to warn you? Alam ya'tikum nazir? How is it that you got yourself into this situation where you are being thrown into the hellfire? Did nobody warn you? Did nobody tell you that this will happen? Alam ya'tikum nazir? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned what they will say. قالوا, they will say, بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ. Definitely, why not? Somebody came to warn us. فَكَذَّبْنَا, but we denied that person. We denied that person. We refused to listen to that person. وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. We said to that person, nothing has come to you. This is all lies. We don't believe what you are saying. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعَقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And they will ask this themselves, they will ask a rhetorical question. And they will say, if we had any sense, and if we had listened, and if we had any sense, do you think we would have found ourselves to be among the people of the fire? They will ask themselves this question. The reason I'm saying it is, today we live in a world where we are surrounded by people who think they are very smart, who think they are very clever, and who come up with all kinds of clever arguments, and unfortunately sometimes we fall into those traps. We should be very careful, because all those clever people who guide us away from the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will be among those who on that day of judgment, if Allah does not forgive them, then they will ask this question. They will ask this question. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع ونعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السير. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. They will make اعتراف of their guna. They will accept and they will acknowledge their fault. فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُوقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to hell with them. Literally, سُوقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. To hell with them. Accepting of their mistake, accepting of their sin on that day will not help them into the hellfire. It's very important for us not to fall into the trap of these people, because you find that people today will tell you all kinds of things. What Allah has made haram is haram, what Allah has made halal is halal, nobody can make halal into haram, nobody can make halal into haram, and nobody can make halal into haram, or haram into halal. Opinion, fatwa. A fatwa is an opinion. A fatwa is not a hukum. A fatwa is not a judgment. It is not a law. A fatwa is an opinion on the law. Opinion can be right, can be wrong. An opinion does not change the law. The law is the law. And the law is made by, in Islam, made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can change this law. The law that was made by Allah Jalla Jalalu, nobody can change that. Anybody can have any opinion on it. That opinion is worthless, has no meaning if it is not in keeping with what the law is. So don't fall into this trap. Don't go fatwa shopping, fatwa hunting. It doesn't save you. If you are doing something which is wrong, it is wrong. Let us be very clear in our minds about this. And let us not fall into the trap of those people who will, on the day of judgment, they will regret. But that regret will serve them, will not serve them at all. Second question, therefore, if we find that we are doing something wrong, what should we do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that also. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. How do you change your situation? As I mentioned before many times, conditions in our life come based on our actions. You do good, Allah will do good for you. You do evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull you up, will punish you. And that punishment is not the ultimate punishment. That punishment is only a taste of what is to come. لِيُزِقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. So that they get a taste of the punishment, the real punishment for their amal. But that taste alone will finish you in this world. And that taste comes in the form of accidents, it comes in the form of loss, it comes in the form of illness, it comes in the form of, problems and so on and so forth, right? All kinds of problems. The intelligent person is the one who recognizes what is happening. That this is not because of so and so, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pulling me up. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said, so that they will turn towards us. So therefore, if you find yourself in difficulties, what must you do? Immediately make tawbah. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Nuh alayhi salam said to the people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Make istighfar to your Rabb. Make istighfar to your Rabb. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Verily, He is the one who forgives. And then He will change your situation. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارَ وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down rain on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you crops and gardens and rivers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in your wealth and your children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change your bad condition for a good condition if you make tawbah. But if you do not make tawbah and you insist on your sins, and if you keep on finding justifications for them, and if you keep on blaming this one and that one, then there is no hope. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the doors of the hidayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they shut. So very, very important for us to take heed from the Quran and to warn ourselves, because this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it came to give us the bashar of good and it came to warn us against evil. And never fool yourself by thinking that there is something called small disobedience and big disobedience. Disobedience is disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Small or big is for Him to decide. And if we do something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, we may think it is small, but it will land us in the hellfire equally easily. Because if Allah didn't like it, He didn't like it. Maybe it was a small thing. We think it is small. But that's not the criterion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one, please understand very clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who accepts an apology, who accepts tawbah, and who changes the bad condition into a good condition. And therefore, let us take advantage of that. Let us make tawbah. Let us accept our faults. Let us accept our mistakes. Let us accept our sins. Stop making excuses. Stop blaming the world. It is our life. We have been given the choices. We make those choices. And therefore, let us make the right choices. And the best of all choices is to make tawbah, is to make istighfar, and to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu before the time comes when we will be turned, whether we like it or not. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to accept this from us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alayhi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.